I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Over a week after Hurricane Helene devastated the southeast United States, the death toll stands at 227 and is still rising as bodies are recovered. Our ministry partner, Slava Gospel Association, is a member of IFCA International. Dr. Richard Bargas, executive director of IFCA, says,
"We've had reports back from some of our pastors. Like, I'm looking at one from a pastor that's in Martinez, Georgia, and the picture of their little church has this massive tree that just basically crushed it."
Pray for churches to minister Christ's comfort to Helene survivors. And Pastor Raymond Koh was kidnapped in Malaysia February 13, 2017, in broad daylight. His wife, Susanna Koh, has since filed a lawsuit against the Malaysian government, accusing it of negligence in handling the case. She was promised access to the Special Task Force report to aid in her legal preparation. Todd Nettleton of the Voice of the Martyrs USA commented on the situation.
"When they did finally turn something over weeks later, reportedly it was so heavily watermarked that it could not be read.
Key evidence was initially missing from the report. She returned to the judge and got an unaltered version. The court will resume hearing the case Monday, October 21st.
You know, I hope that people will continue to pray for Susanna and for her family as they try to get justice, as they try to get answers.
Ethnic Malays who convert to Christianity risk legal punishment under Sharia law. Additionally, those involved in spreading the gospel face similar risks. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free devotional called Making Waves, TWR's journey to reach the world for Christ through media. It paints a dynamic portrait of how God is using TWR, its partners, and media to transform individuals' lives. We hope it'll embolden God's calling in your own life. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.